If any of the following sound familiar to you...
Watch out for that tree!
Zoinks! Look at that tree!
Let's get dangerous!
Ad hoc, ad loc, and quid pro quo. So little time, so much to know.
Then you're sure to enjoy this conversation with my guest, Ron Campbell. Ron is an illustrator and animator who's had a hand in some of the most beloved cartoons and animated features of all time. And this weekend, Ron is bringing some of his artwork to the Greenwich House Gallery for 3 nights, where you can purchase, explore, and reminisce with the artist himself about some of your favorite Saturday morning cartoon memories. Ron, as I look at your resume and your list of credits, I'm fascinated to find that you had a hand in some of the greatest and most beloved animated series of all time, ones that I loved as a kid and still love, and ones that my kids still love. Everything from Sesame Street to Scooby-Doo to George of the Jungle, Tom Slick, and all the way to Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Yeah, it kind of surprises me, too, you know? All I did was just live my life, you know?
If you don't mind, I'd like to go chronologically. Tell me how a kid from a small town in Victoria, Australia, came to work on Yellow Submarine.
Right. I guess it comes about from a childish passion. I fell in love with watching cartoons, going to Saturday afternoon matinees. And at first, I thought the characters were real in some strange world, you know, like off a planet of Mars or something. I'd never seen anything in real life like them, but they were alive nonetheless. And when my great-grandmother told me that they were just drawings, and I was drawing at that age like all kids, it hit me. I can do drawings that can come alive. So it was like a childish epiphany, and I carried that passion with me all my life, I guess, you know.
Did you go to an art school or study illustration?
Yeah, I did. I graduated from high school and went to Swinburne Art School in Melbourne. And when I came out of art school, television had just arrived in Australia, and for the first time it was possible to earn a living as an animator, making cartoons for the television commercials, you know? And so I was just sort of lucky. If television had not have arrived, I don't know what I would have done, you know? After a few years where you learn how to do it and learn how to do it for the money and to deliver on time and stuff, American companies came snooping around in Australia looking for production help. And so I did Popeye and Crazy Cat and Beetle Bailey cartoons for American TV. And that led to directing the Beatles TV cartoon show, which led to getting job offers in the United States, which led to moving to America, becoming an American citizen, which led to being asked to help with the animation on Yellow Submarine, which led to blah, 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 blah. That was because of my directing the Beatles TV cartoon show, and the Yellow Submarine was being produced in London by the same producer, Al Brodax. Same company, TVC, and they were all working very hard, and there was a lot of production difficulties, primarily probably because the script was being written as the film was being made, and the animation for the songs was being done in England while the script was being written, and they needed help in character animation, connecting the music sequences together. They needed extra help. I guess they had every animator in England working on it or something. And Al Brodax phoned me asking me if I could animate maybe 12 minutes of the film. It took us 8 months to animate 12 minutes. And, of course, the Nowhere Man was part of that, and the Chief Blumy and Max, the assistant, was part of that.
Also another beloved character, yeah.
Yeah.
Was there a moment from the Yellow Submarine project that stands out as one of either a character that you particularly loved working on or a moment from the work that was your favorite?
I can't really say that there was. I loved the design work. The animation was very simple and not difficult to do. It was two-dimensional kind of animation, almost as if the characters were made of cutouts. There were memorable moments that are just flashes in my mind. Memorable was the assassination of Martin Luther King, for example, which happened at the same time. It was just a tumultuous year, 1968, and I remember a lot of the tumult that was going on, but the animation, some of it I can barely remember, and yet when I watch the film, I do have flashes of sitting there at my animation desk working out how to do that little piece of animation. So it comes back to me when I watch the film. Otherwise, it's just 8 months in a 50-year career, you know? So it sort of fades in significance, except here I am 50 years later talking about it. But I'm also talking about other shows I worked on, too. I think Beatles fans have a particular interest, of course, in the Yellow Submarine, but there are people who have a bigger interest in the Flintstones or Rugrats or...
Oh, yeah, and I was going to ask you about that, the transition then from the Yellow Submarine Project to when you started working with Hanna-Barbera. Some of these series, the ideas were relatively new. In particular, I'm thinking of the Flintstones. There were some ideas, like in the very early episodes, where there seemed to be a lot of, I don't want to call it adult humor, but definitely it's things that weren't necessarily geared toward children.
Well, you're spot on there. The Flintstones were specifically created for primetime television. But that was in the late 50s, and I was in Australia during that period. I had really nothing to do with that. The work that I did on the Flintstones was in Rebuy's in the mid-70s, where my studio was across the road from Hanna-Barbera, and Bill Hanney used to send subcontract work to me. The Flintstones and the Jetsons were definitely geared toward adults, and that was some of the first shows that ever did that in cartoons, obviously based on the huge success of Disney cartoons, too.
One thing I'm very curious about, the time it took to create that small part of Yellow Submarine. I'm assuming you're working primarily with pen and brush and ink. And I'm wondering if by the time you got to work with Disney, if computer-aided animation was starting to become the norm.
Well, the very first time I saw a computer was like in the late 60s. Very crude white line animation over a black background, and it was incredible, and it progressed all through my career, really getting more and more complex as time went on, and just at the point where all television production and animation switched over to computers, that was the moment I put my pencil down, retired. I never did work with paintbrush or pen or ink. I never touched anything more complicated than a pencil, actually, and animators really do.
Now you have this exhibit of your work coming to the Greenwich House Gallery, August 17th through the 19th. I wonder if you could tell me what kind of pieces you'll have on exhibit there.
Well, there'll be a lot of paintings there, maybe 50 pieces or so. I usually do a certificate of authenticity with a purchase, in which I do an original drawing on the certificate, and I love to snooze with visitors, free to get in. And usually people want to talk to me about their experience watching Beatles and watching cartoons when they were children. And I get a chance to meet the actual audience of cartoons that I helped make. When I was making the cartoons, the audience was primarily numbers on a page. You know, what were our ratings last weekend, you know? And now I have the incredible experience of meeting many of the people who sat around the TV set yelling and screaming about how exciting Saturday mornings were. So it's just a fun experience for everybody, really.
Are you planning to be there for all 3 days?
Oh, yes, I expect to be, God willing, you know, be there the whole time.
So of the work that you'll be displaying, is there a particular focus or does it really span your entire career?
It spans the career with a focus on the Beatles material, because Beatles fans are legion.
Well, Ron Campbell, it's really been a pleasure speaking with you and catching up on this wonderful career that you've had creating beloved characters and beloved images that we'd often see on Saturday mornings. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
The artwork of animator and illustrator Ron Campbell comes to the Greenwich House Gallery on Madison Road, August 17th through the 19th. For more information about the artist and the gallery, you can find links at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.
As we live a life of ease, every one of us.